Jehovah. There's no God like 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 Jehovah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If that doesn't wake us up, nothing will.
No.
He's coming. Amen. He's coming. Riding on a horse. Glory to Amen. God. Won't be long. Well, I'm going to just read to you here a psalm. It's a good one, Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence. Ha ha. With singing, know the Lord that he is God. It is he who has made you and not you yourself. Aren't you glad for that? Hallelujah. And you know what? It's he that remakes us. Praise the Lord, through the new birth. It's not us ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's give him another hand clap. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
This next song is Standing in Your Love, or Stand in Your Love. This is my song. I love this song. I don't know about you all, but for most of my life, I have been ruled by my fears. And I guess, I don't know how long it's been, but I'm learning that when I know how much God loves me and how vast that love is for me, and that he has good for me, he has plans for me to bring me good and not evil, to prosper me, to dispel all the lies of the enemy,
Amen.
And to drive out the darkness, my fear doesn't stand a chance. When I stand in his love, when I know his love, and I stand in it, and I proclaim it. So I hope you guys love this song as much as I do.
Captive to the lies. I'm not
God is amazing. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Be seated, please. Welcome to Harrisburg Community Church. We have a wonderful church family here. I've been doing a little reading in Oswald Chambers, The Utmost for His Highest. A lot of y'all familiar with this? It's a daily devotional. Yeah, it's a good one. And some of the devotions that I read this week had to do with our church family, the body of Christ, and how part of our body is in pain, the whole body feels it. And, you know, we've had people sick, including Terry and Colleen, and you know, there's people not here today because they're sick, so our body of Christ feels for them. We pray for them. We love them. They're part of us. And when they're missing, we hurt. And other situations as well. And follow up to that was listening to God and hearing Him. Take the time. Jesus Christ is in us. And if He's in us, we can hear God. So just take the time and listen. And when we don't listen, that means we're distracted. So try to keep Him, this amazing God, in our focus. Our announcements are not very many this week. We do have communion today and the fellowship at the Willows at 3:30. Our next elders and deacons meeting is not until March the 8th. We're still on call for the Resource Ministry at St. Andrews. Again, if anybody's interested in participating in that, please talk to Terry or me. At this time, are there any other announcements? Ken will run the mic to you. Got two of them back there.
I got just received a card from Emily. I thought you all might like to hear it. Last week, I took a chance and went to see Emmeline, sure that I would get kicked out. But I didn't. It was amazing. God wanted me to get there, I guess. So we had a great little visit. I'm not saying everybody can go. I'm just saying God got me in, all right? So this says, "Dear boys and girls of Community Church, your Valentine cards brought me such joy. I have never had that many cards on one Valentine's Day since I was a little girl in school. Thank you for your kind words and for your prayers. And thanks for your teacher, Mrs. Rogers, who had the good idea that gave me smiles. God bless you all. Love, Mrs. Emily."
It's good to be among the living again. 6 weeks is a long time. I wanted to make an announcement concerning tonight, 6 o'clock intercession. Our fearless leader, George, will not be among us, but we're going to have a little treat. A longtime family, friends that we have that live in Casey County, a longtime Rhema College Institute graduates. They have a small church down in Liberty, and they've been fighting the fight of faith and prayer in their family now for quite a while. They're coming up tonight, and they have a real testimony, just a snippet. A family member died about a year ago and was brought back and was brain dead, and was advised by the doctors to pull the plug. And today this young lady is awake, completely cognitive, eating, not walking yet, but God is still doing a restorative work. And they have a real testimony. I've also got a feeling that they may be coming with need. So it'll be our opportunity to bind with them and our faith together and uplift them in their struggle. So come tonight. I think it'll be good.
I don't need a mic, I have my own. We are working on a Christmas, Easter program for the puppets. Easter's the middle of April? 12th. Okay, thank you. If you would like to be a part of this, I won't make you be some major role, but if you'd like to be a part of it up till Easter, we will be practicing starting next week. I'm hoping. If you can't do it next week, if you can do it the next. What we do is we go eat a quick lunch and come back and meet in the great room at 1:30. It's not always right on 1:30 because some people maybe 10 minutes late or something. But and also, we are in the midst of still writing it and getting songs and such. So if you all, if the Lord brings that to your remembrance, if you would pray that the Lord would have his way and his words and his songs. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Okay, birthdays and anniversaries. Who we got? Sarah Marsh, Tuesday, February the 18th. And Aaron, Thursday, February the 20th. Happy birthdays. Anybody else that doesn't have their birthday listed for this week? Okay, George is going to come up and do prayer requests and lead us in our family prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're trying to get our ducks in a row. You ever watch ducks? They'll follow one another, so we're getting ours in a row. Praise the Lord. We have a lot of prayer requests, but right now, if there is prayer requests from the family, for Paula. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Yeah, my mom has been sick for a while. I hadn't left her room pretty much. She's out the Willis, coughing up stuff, really weak, blood pressure problems, shortness of breath. I spent 3 hours with her just at the hospital. We did a barrage of tests, and everything comes up fine. You know, we can't really find out what's going on, so I appreciate your prayers. It's really, really hard on her. She can't do a few steps.
I'm writing these down because we have a prayer journal that we use every Sunday night, and we earnestly pray for everyone on Sunday night as well, not just at a corporate prayer time. Debbie? Gail Bailey's mom. I've got her written down. And then our dear friend Gary Montgomery, who's our next-door neighbor, Debbie and I's next-door neighbor, he's on hospice now, and they've called the family in. So pancreatic cancer. So we need prayers for the family. Anyone else? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, you know best. Father, you know us better than we even know ourselves. We're so grateful that you first loved us, and Lord, you called us to be your kids. We're glad to be King's kids. And Father, you said that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And Lord, you said, come, ask of me. You said, come. So we're coming this morning in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're standing in the gap. We're standing in the gap for Paula Moore. And we're standing in the gap for Shelby with having her teeth pulled. And we're standing in the gap for the Willows this afternoon. We're standing in the gap for Janice Hood and Gail Bailey's mom with falls and in a nursing home. And Gary Montgomery, who's battling cancer. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for all those that are on our prayer list today. And we especially want to say thank you that you are the one who answers prayer. And Lord, your ear is ever attentive to us as children of God, that you will answer. And Father, we're so glad that you hear us. And Father, we look to you, even the author and finisher of our faith, and we trust you, Lord. We trust you. We stand in faith believing for miracles in the lives of each one of these individual names that we've called out before you today. And for those who have even unspoken requests here in the room today, we pray that those needs would be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You're the one we run to whenever we need help, Father. The name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And so we look to you today for healing, for comfort, for peace, for joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we look to you for that coming that we sang about earlier. In the precious name of Jesus. And all the saints said, amen. I would ask the worship team to come. And we will be having communion shortly. So begin even now preparing your hearts to share in the communion service with our Lord. Amen.
Love opened the door for us. chained and all the free, all who follow, all who lead. Anyone who's been let down, and all the lost you have been found, all who've been labeled right or wrong, to everyone who hears this song. Sinners who have been redeemed, take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. Come to the table.
Jesus said, come, all you who labor and are even heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'll give you that which you have need of. I'll give you peace. I'll give you freedom. I'll give you all that you have need of. Just come. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. As he told Joshua, be of courage and come. Come to the table. You may be seated. Terry, I'm helping you out. I'm bringing it on down already. Communion is such a very special time for me, especially since the Lord did such a great work in my life. And how he set me free from so many addictions in my own personal life. Just because he said, come. And I said, okay, Lord. That's all it takes. That's really all it takes. Just, okay, Lord. Okay, Lord, I'm here. And I need you bad. You ever been in that situation? Yay, amen, oh me. Jump and run, whatever. Whatever it takes, you know. Run to the Lord. Don't run away. Run to him. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. I'd ask the brothers that are going to share with me, come on up and prepare as I'm reading this. And thank you, Joyce, for playing for us. Joyce is going, she's going to bless us in song this morning. What a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing every time. I'd like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I want you to hear it afresh and anew this morning. The Apostle Paul said this to the Corinthians, and he says this. He said, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. Today, I want you to hear it afresh. I'm delivering it this morning. The Apostle Paul put it in to pen, but I'm delivering this to you this morning. A message to you individually. Because we all stand before God on our own two feet. Nobody's going to get in on mom's coattail. Nobody's going to get in on anybody else's merit. It's all about you and Jesus. It's on your shoulders. It's on your shoulders. That the Lord, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And he knew the betrayal was coming. He knew it was fixing to happen. He wasn't taken by surprise. But instead, he wanted to make sure that his disciples knew the covenant that he had made with them from the very beginning. He wanted them to understand the fulfillment of this word, this gospel, the fulfillment of it was coming. And when he took, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken." It wasn't broken yet. It was a prophet, it was a prophetic word. He was saying, "My body is fixing to be broken for you." But he was already seeing it as completed work. "My body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me." The price that he paid was such a phenomenal price. Such an awesome price that he paid, giving his life a ransom for us all. It's powerful. So when you take these elements today, think about the price that was paid for you as an individual, not as a church, not as a group, but you personally. That's how much Jesus loved you, as he looked beyond the cross and saw you, saw your face. In the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament." Brand new, not an Old Testament, not the Old Testament, but a New Testament in my blood. "This do ye as oft as you drink in remembrance of me." He's saying it again. He didn't just say it once. He said it twice. When you take this bread and you drink this cup, as often as you do, whether it's once a month or whether it's every day, do it in remembrance of me, Jesus said. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes." We just sang about that coming. We know he's coming. We have that blessed assurance in our heart. We know without a doubt he's coming. He's coming again, and he's coming to receive you and I. That's our blessed hope. So this morning, the brothers are going to pray over the elements. And when you come, let your thoughts be focused around the price that was paid for your eternal glory. In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Jesus, for the offering that you made, for the suffering that you received, even unto death, all on our behalf, for us, each of us personally. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for dying for me and giving me eternal life.
Heavenly Father, we remember, as you have commanded us to, we remember your life and your death and your resurrection. Your blood spilled, Lord, to purify us. We ask for forgiveness of our sins at this time, Lord, so that the blood of Jesus may cover us and heal us and make us righteous with you, Lord. I ask you to bless this wine so that we can participate with you as we glorify your Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Come to the table.